I'll begin here. This is a poem that's in the anthology, and for me, this is a poem written in all of your absence. It's called Reform. One, wheels. In medias res, the ancient real time, your hand pulls back in terror. Your uselessness will set you free. As I speak, finger retraces fingerprints. Your uselessness will set you free. As I speak, fingerprints retrace your finger. Your uselessness will set you free. Your uselessness will set you free. The view from Brighton, the view from Barwon Heads. She is quiet because her dad just messaged her. Your uselessness will set you free. She is caught up with his recent debt. Your uselessness will set you free. This hand, scared, takes the neck, feels the coming tremor. Your uselessness will set you free. You are strapped to your own head, strapped to the sand, strapped to sky. Your uselessness will set you free. The bristles of your lazy hand, fingers curled, try to run. Your uselessness will set you free. Left side turns on itself, grabs your side. Sea air wastes its ablutions. The world keeps breaking in here. Your uselessness will set you free. Two, Sydney, Sydney. The landowners have such beautiful relationships to houses, don't they? Grevilliers, Gi, agree, take charge of Bougainvilleas, said the demands of Bougainvillea to its spring, large, the sprawls, unabated takeover. In the end, it wins, said passion fruit. The landowners have such beautiful relationships to passion fruit, its consultations, and the Gold Coast lads shiver in their collars, lighting fires, no tongues, which hurry so many obsolescences. Farming won't help an anxious middle in this rheumatic suburban air. Landowners ad hominem, tenants ad hominem, the crystal fortunes of unsedated sound, promising your cheeks, sine qua non, of collusion. It would be much better if they share held all of their ownership, owned their own strides, the anonymous boasters beast. Meanwhile, Bougainvillea finds other ways to stockpile, swindle perpetual. Your envy some brute ruin in every dollop of road north, comforts in shade and warmth, the separation, party lights, variety and blinker, glaze over in blush feet, tarpaulin rips by time, law vanishes alarm to time's drift, alarm sinks. The landowners have such relationships to landowners. Gasp, long, furloughs from envy, quickened, blood rush, thrown fire. In a swerving citizenship. Three, form. A country practice or ein Landarzt. The betrayal is that he lay to comfort him and nourished the traversing child of future form. Blood is what? Language in the veins? Maybe. This genie gave no clue which door meant refrigerator, which HQ, which chateau. It is a cold anxiety that two families ruin in Melbourne's north. The children will pay for this with information. In the meantime, we exhausted ourselves with weird versions of love. You trump at night, what you trick by day. Blurted all their names against the wall. Aimed at the poets. In the archive, a boast trophy shatters. The media squirts get dodgy livers from fruit juice. Breakfast with love's kerosene hurts. There was a flood once in a solar change. But I don't hope for anything. Hope, independent of all, looks like children envying the parents' loft today. the trick, the trump, that they were worthy of secrets. Hope will show that we are unworthy. Okay, next poem. Next two poems were written in Japanese. I won't read the Japanese because I don't have much time. And also, I want to really thank the organisers. So, you know, Kate, Anne, Lynn. I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity to give 10 minutes to you in Berkeley, the city that my parents met in. So,
oh.
I'm serious. I'm serious. No joke.
Guys, be honest. Be honest.
No, I'm serious. I didn't mean to make it so sentimental. No, I'm serious. I wish it wasn't so sentimental.
They can see you here.
They lived in Oakland, and yeah, they lived here. So, there's so many sentimental stories that undergird this particular experience. Another one is, I have two Japanese poems. I'm not going to read in Japanese. I'm going to read the English translations. But these poems are for Lauren Hudgens and Russ Tribble, who made their way to Berkeley to hear some poems. And I wrote these in Japanese. We met in Japan in 2007. I live in Japan now, and I miss them dearly. And I'm very, very happy that they're here. So two poems that were written in Japanese. This will matter to people who know my work, because they will sound weird because they are translated from Japanese. Okay, the first poem is, "When spring has come, so too detritus. But it was a pleasure. What does it mean to say I want to make philosophy? Because kangaroo paw petals have fallen, a lightness between the beats of our heart has emerged. The detritus is made a cult." That's the first one. Second one is called Whoever. In Nihongo, it's Dare Demo. Whoever. Threshold of the big break talent is beyond repair. Being so able to enlarge, the cavity of the open face fattens. Recently, whoever, comes. Depopulation being so common, let's think about this. Basically, we should drink gin soda to cool the gin palace. Next poem I'll read is called Elan Vital, after Bergson and then everybody else who's here at 10:28 p.m. It's hard to gauge the health of this interaction because I'm grateful because the iron fist is long gone, gabled in the California bungalow of dementia, breached, lead gone, gold siphoned. I have you, crystalline, like childhood's glass statuary, perfect model to perfect likeness, perfect memory, now a figment of imagination. This digression is well known, but few write it. An aching of wattle cascades from alps of vision, a rusty grating, one's only proof. Remember memory, veins and dimensions. The wisteria is the limit. The waratah, a grave. The orchid, a room. Everyone's dead parents, propped up like a bloom. Never your music that stirs the vital signs. A lung full of harness. It is cheaper to be here as I am, a tyrant of life. And then I'd like to finish with a poem from my book, God Omen. The poem's called Success. Do you guys know Australian animals?
Woo! Are you going to test us?
Michael does.
I mean, there are non Australian animals again, too. Success. There are some bloodhounds lost to the east of the olive grove and the eldest white gums, where the earth is marshy and all the blue granite turns green by moss. There are those who aren't afraid of the canines of the poem. Don't suck a lemon. Success. And the wombat comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the fox comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the rabbit comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the bilby comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the brown snake comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the platypus comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the wolf spider comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the opossum comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the fruit bat comes out of its hole with its hands up. And the bombarda comes out of its hole with its hands up. The bloodhound's responsible for the poem. The canines of the bloodhound are soft from the work of success. The milieu is something like the hole coming out of itself. Like a stony nail strip employed by the police to stop done-up valiants and tinted fair lanes. By turning the grid of the subterranean, are we to close off Brunton Road? To allow for the dolly of the wolf spider pageant? For the dolly of the rabbit pageant? For the dolly of the wombat pageant? For the dolly of the brown snake pageant? For the dolly of the fruit bat pageant? For the dolly of the bombala pageant? Gadella said the pageant of the hole coming out of itself with its hands up. For the pond, where the earth is marshy and shaded by the eldest white gums. The granite glows green with new moss. Eclat for those unafraid of the canines of the bomb.